Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning as we continue our Lenten journey. And today we celebrate Palm Sunday. We celebrate Jesus as he enters into Jerusalem and as he enters into this final week before his crucifixion. It is good for us to be together. I am so happy that you're here. Whether you're here with us in church or you're joining us online, it is good for us to be together. And as we enter into this Holy Week, I do want to encourage you to join us here at St. John's for our continued services this Holy Week. We will meet again on Thursday evening, March 28th. We meet here in church at 7 p.m. Maundy-Thursday service includes the conclusion of our Lenten confession, and it helps us to commemorate the night in which Jesus was betrayed. That service is also going to be the first opportunity for our First Communion class people to receive our Lord's gifts at the table. Join us Thursday for Maundy-Thursday services, 7 p.m. This coming Friday is Good Friday, and we will meet at 1 o'clock in the chapel in the afternoon and 7 o'clock here in our worship space as we sit at the foot of the cross and we remember the crucifixion of our Lord. And all of those things are leading up to next Sunday. Next Sunday in our celebration of Easter, that Sunday morning, we will meet at regular times, 8:30 and 10:30, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. We get to start shouting and singing and saying that word that we haven't used since Transfiguration Sunday. Join us Thursday, join us Friday. Please join us next Sunday. I am also looking for two volunteers to help as we strip the altar and things at the conclusion of the Maundy-Thursday service. If you are considering that or would consider that, please talk to me if you're willing to assist. I'm looking for that. We've gathered this morning so that we might be in worship. We've gathered this morning so that we might celebrate Palm Sunday. And so I invite you to please rise and hold up your palm branches as we begin with the Palm Sunday acclamation. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 through 9a. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen, as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let the same mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself, and he became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark in the 11th chapter. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethany and Bethphage near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.'" They went and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite some children to come on forward. Morning, 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 morning. How you doing? There she is. There she is. But you see, I want you to have another one. And there you go. And here they come. Oh, they brought their own from Bob. Yeah. Thank you for helping to conduct the bell choir too this morning. You guys didn't get a chance to see it. I was watching. She was up there. I don't know if any of you bells were distracted by the extra conductor, but it was so wonderful. Good morning. Good morning. Yay. It's Palm Sunday. Do you know why we call it Palm Sunday? We call it Palm Sunday because when Jesus came into Jerusalem, people, he was riding in on a little baby horse, and people would take their coats off and put them on the road. They would take branches, put them in front of him, and then they would wave the branches, you know, almost like pom-poms, all right? And they would cry out, "Hosanna!" And "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," right? They would cry out all of these wonderful things. And so today we remember that, and today we celebrate that, right? But part of the thing is, though, when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, he wasn't just coming in to have a great big party. It's not like Jesus was coming so that he could have a parade. It wasn't like this is the Jesus parade, all right? No, he was coming in so that he could spend some time teaching. He came in so that he could spend some time talking with all sorts of people. He came in so that he could see how his disciples were going to be without him, because when Jesus came to Jerusalem, he came to die on a cross for us. He came so that we would know the power of God's love. He came so that we might never have to be afraid again, because he came to be on a cross. We start with Hosanna, right? And then Jesus came not for us to sing songs to him, but so that Jesus could love us so much that he was willing to die. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your entrance into Jerusalem. We thank you for your living, your teaching. We thank you for your dying and for your rising. Bless us today, and thank you for today, and give us all we need. Amen. You guys have a great morning. Go practice now. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we come together so that we can open the great and holy week, so that we can celebrate Palm Sunday, and we can remember Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Now there are lots of people around us for whom a question arises today. What's going on here? What is it that is happening? Why is it that we're celebrating Palm Sunday? Now, the short answer to that is Jesus today enters into Jerusalem. Jesus is beginning what he has been announcing to the disciples for a while now, that he must go to Jerusalem and he will be handed over. As Jesus enters Jerusalem today, he is putting himself within the reach of the high priest, within the reach of the Sanhedrin, within the reach of the Roman authorities, and most importantly, he's now within the reach of the crowds. There are other things that are going on in the story. There is that whole bit about the colt that has never been ridden. Now, a colt is a young horse, anywhere between a year and 3 years old, all right? There's that part. There's the how do we acquire the colt. Then there's the trip into Jerusalem itself, accompanied by crowds of pilgrims singing and shouting. But at the end of the story, Jesus goes into the temple, looks around, and then leaves. It's kind of anticlimactic, actually. And yet that's the story that we celebrate today. This is what we commemorate on Palm Sunday. So what is going on? I believe that Jesus knows that this day, when he enters into Jerusalem, that this is the last day where there's nothing to fear. Because beginning on the next day, there are going to be plots, there are going to be schemes, there are going to be plans made and traps laid, and Jesus' end is coming soon. But on this day, there's nothing to fear. Now, I'm sure that the owners of the colt were a little bit taken aback when Jesus' disciples came in and started untying their animal. They were probably wondering, is this some kind of mistake? Is this a robbery? What's going on? And then the disciples had this simple response that Jesus gave them. The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately. Nothing to fear. The Lord needs it. We'll get it back to you. Nothing to fear. There were some people who were afraid that day. The high priests, the leaders of the Jewish people, the Sanhedrin, the Romans, they all saw Jesus approaching the gates of Jerusalem with hordes of people around him. These people were singing and shouting. They were laying garments on the road. It looked like a mob. And it could have turned into an angry mob if that's what Jesus wanted it to do. It could have turned into a nightmare for the people looking on afraid. But that's not what Jesus intended. That was never, ever his plan. Violent confrontation was the farthest thing from Jesus' mind that day. He was entering into Jerusalem, yes, but there was nothing to fear. See, the crowds that day, that pilgrim throng that were entering into Jerusalem, they were coming and preparing to celebrate Passover. It was their annual pilgrim festival. There had been people who came the day before. They would be people coming in through the week. This group we read about today was fortunate enough to enter when Jesus came. They were preparing to celebrate God's rescue of the people from slavery. They were preparing to give thanks and praise to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the great I am who I am. But they also knew of their continued guilt and sin. And so accompanying Jesus, they were singing their pilgrim psalms and they were shouting, Hosanna. Now, through the years, Hosanna has become an exciting word of praise used by us, especially Christians. But the word Hosanna doesn't mean hooray. The word actually means help. It means save us, we pray. It was not used as a praise word in our story. It's used as a prayer. It's used as a desperate cry for aid laid out for them in the pilgrim psalms. The people knew that they should be afraid of the wrath of God, and yet in Jesus' presence, they knew that there was nothing to fear. And as the crowd shouts for help and salvation, as the crowd shouts for blessings from God, Jesus is there in their midst as the source of that help, as the source of that salvation, as the reason for all of the blessings for them and for us. As we gather today, remembering this entrance into Jerusalem, We add our hosannas. We add our calls for blessing and salvation. We enter into this final week in Jesus' life looking for the same comfort and the same end to our fears as that initial crowd did. In just a couple of minutes, together we will be singing Hosanna, Praise is Rising. We're going to add our hosannas to those of that first crowd that was greeting Jesus. We will add our calls for help and salvation, knowing that we are sinners and guilty. We will add our calls for blessing, knowing that without the presence of God in our lives, we are nothing. But in singing this song together, we pledge to turn our lives back to God, back to Jesus, as we repent and as we look for new life. We find strength in our Lord Jesus for every day, and especially when we come to this table of grace and receive those gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Our hope is tired, like the hopes of that very first crowd, and we see in Jesus that there is nothing to fear. Our iniquity is forgiven, and God remembers our sin no more. So we come to today, stunned, along with the disciples, that Jesus enters into Jerusalem knowing that what he has announced is going to happen. But for those of us on this side of the resurrection, we are also preparing ourselves for this final week in Jesus' life. We are getting ready to spend time with Jesus and his disciples on the night in which he was betrayed, the night when Jesus commanded us to do this in remembrance of me, when Jesus shows us to love one another as he has loved us. We prepare to watch then the betrayal and the abandonment, the trial, the conviction, the torture, the crucifixion, all leading to Jesus' willing death for us all. We need to prepare ourselves so that next week we can find complete joy in the Easter story. Gathered together as God's people, let us then add our voices to those from across time and space as we ask for God's help, as we ask for God's salvation, for God's blessing, as we ask for an end to the fears that hold us hostage, and for the presence of Christ to lead us and to go with us into the world. Walking into Holy Week, may the presence of God go with us, that we may find strength and inspiration, hope and peace in Jesus. And now I invite you all to please rise. Lift up your palm branches once again, and let us pray. We praise you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along the way. Bless these branches and those who hold them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined to his death and resurrection, we enter into life with you through the same Jesus Christ who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us join in singing Hosanna.
Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to
Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God.
On Ash Wednesday, we began a Lenten confession of sin. In that service, we were reminded of our mortality. I invite you now to join me as we continue that confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. And now, trusting in God's promise to reconcile all things, let us pray for the church, the well-being of creation, and a world in need. Blessed One, today the church sings glad hosannas as we enter Holy Week. Prepare us to bear witness to Christ's suffering and death endured for our sake. Gather your people around the cross and comfort us with resurrection hope. Lord, in your mercy, renew your good creation and protect the balance of life on earth. Encourage the work of foresters, scientists, arborists, gardeners, and river keepers. We pray for the health of pollinating insects, songbirds, and native plants. Lord, in your mercy, establish peace and justice among the nations. Hold to account any with authority to judge others. Grant that courts, legislatures, and local governments will serve with integrity and compassion. Lord, in your mercy, bring hope to any who feel forsaken or forgotten. Reunite families enduring separation. We pray for any who are incarcerated, institutionalized, or in foster care, that they may know your love. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, there are many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these known to us who need your wholeness and your healing. We pray for Clint, Connie, Judith, Brenda, Linda, and Rhonda. Lord, in your mercy, give energy and joy to our pastors, deacons, worship leaders, and musicians. Bless baptismal candidates, their sponsors, confirmands, and teachers. Watch over those who travel. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed One, our times are in your hand. Sustain us in discipleship throughout our lives and receive us into your everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy. Accompany us on our journey, God of grace, and receive the prayers of our hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, but forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the God of grace and glory go with you as you follow your Lenten path. Wherever it takes you and to whomever it takes you, may you go with the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we enter into this Holy Week, may your week be filled with blessings. As you go into the world with hope,
may God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.